Good afternoon, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help? Good, Michael. How are you, man? Yep. Yeah, man. Well, what sort of signs are you having, Michael? Mix, yep. Yeah, okay. And so with the feathers on the head too, Michael, when you say they're a bit sort of ruffled, are they actually sort of covered in sort of vomit, like liquid, like they're sort of dried a little bit in an awkward spot? Or is this a bit fluffed? Yeah, okay. Yep. Yeah, and is it an aviary bird or a pet bird or...? Yeah, man. Well, how old is he, and Michael? Is it male or female? Do you know? Ten years. Cool. Okay, man. Well, that's it. I think like just hearing what you're saying, Michael. Like they do. Honestly, all these birds just hide. They just hide their problems all the time until they're too sick. So, you know, if we're already sort of noticing he's bit off and, you know, his wings are drooped and he's drinking a bit, there's definitely something major happening. You know, whether it is like, yeah, kidney problem, gut infection, you know, there's some of the similar things with the lorikeets, either Rambos or Scalies or whatever. But I think, honestly, I'd definitely try and press you to come in sooner. Definitely, man. I probably don't really have any time this afternoon. Tomorrow I do have some times in the morning and the afternoon. That would probably honestly be probably your best option, Michael. Are you free tomorrow at all to come in? The time slot I've got is probably about 10 past 3. I know it's probably a bit annoying for you with traffic and stuff, but, you know. Cool. Okay. All right, well, I'll just put a hold on there. So, so for the consultation, Michael, yeah, it's $179. And so we'll take history, look at your lorikeet and do a full exam and usually a couple smears of the feces to see what's going on. And we'll usually let you know what we think is happening and what we can do. So tests and medications and stuff from there. So yeah, if you're all good with that, I'll just add you as a client and add your bird as a patient, if that's all good. So you said Michael Dawson, DMDAWSON, and this is your best phone number too, Michael, ending in 032. Yep. 41. Cool, man. And just your email address, Michael. Cool, man. And just your home address? Yep. Cool, man. All right, so you're on the system. And so you said it was about a 10-year-old bird, was he? I'll just say that we have lots of birds with, like, you know, an estimate age, so that's okay. I'll just put 10. And just the name of the bird? Lockie. Cool, man. Just Lachie. Cool, man. Okay, cool, man. It's all good. Lockie. Cool, man. And so he's rainbow lorikeet, is he? Cool, man. Cool, man. And just the normal collar? No. Cool, man. All right, we've got Lockie on there. So let me just put that on the schedule for tomorrow. So does he live inside or outside, mate? Cool. Cool, man. So what I'll do is I'll book that in for tomorrow at 10 past 3, Michael. What I'll do as well is I'll just actually send you an email with a link to a Google questionnaire that just talks about Lockie. And if you can just fill that in with as much detail as you can, it'll honestly just help us to use that time together to really look at Lockie and figure out what's going on. But yeah, just when you're at home too, if you can just take some photos of the cage and even just photos of Lockie at home with the sort of signs you're noticing, and even the feces as well that he's passing, will all just sort of help us. Sometimes they come in and they don't poo as well, so just as much info you can give us will help us for tomorrow. And I'll get that all sent through now, Michael. So yeah, it should be an email soon, mate. Thanks. All good, mate. See you tomorrow. Bye.